throw over the line on the left side. They've got a man going to the net. Bouncing puck in front. Philadelphia's Lawton can't clear. Here's the shot by Watson. He hit a man. Loose puck. Johansson. Oh, he hit the goal post. It's over. The Flyers do it. They kill off five Nashville power plays. Unbelievable. And Philadelphia's won back-to-back games for the first time in over a month. They beat the Predators 2-1.
Morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Football Friday to all across the Delaware Valley. Friday, December 21st.
Wow.
As we approach in on the big day with Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano, but we start a Football Friday. We gotta with what happened last night on the ice because the kid came up big against the Preds.
He played
Carter
well.
Hart, about time.
Yeah, he did. He played really well. And what I've been talking about with him, man, you saw it on full display last night, right?
Yeah.
There's a cross-ice one-timer on the power play, and the kid's just there waiting for it. His positioning is, like, perfect. I don't want to get too technical about goaltending or anything, but he's in the right spot. I always said, if you're looking for a goalie that's going to make flashy saves like Dominik Hasek and like these saves that look, oh my God, that's incredible. That's not him, because he's just going to be in the right spot. He's going to make it look simple, and he's like a eureka. He sucks everything in like a vacuum, and there's no rebounds. Now, his rebound control.
I like the eureka.
Yeah, and the rebound control in the first two periods wasn't great. But that being said, he was phenomenal in the game, and high marks to everybody. Killing off a 5-on-3 against a good team like that, a full 5-on-3. And I don't know if he's the shock paddles, if it was the coaching change or some combination thereof, but they're fun to watch now. They look totally different on the ice. The kid's been great. They got a couple of wins. So you keep it going. You keep going with it, and you ride it until it's not hot, and then you make decisions at the appropriate times. But right now, they look like a different club on the ice.
All right, well let's think about it, right? So he's got to be the injection. I mean,
part of it.
Yeah, I mean, because here's the thing. It's difficult to play when you have no confidence in the guy you're playing in front of.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot, right?
So the fact that they have confidence in the kid, I think that's the first step. I mean, now you're ready, you're feeling good.
Well, you're not afraid to make a mistake, because when you can't get a save, Anthony, you make a mistake, and what do? You're pulling it out of the back of your net. So when you know that if you can play that sport with a free mind, you can do a lot more offensively, because you're not afraid if you make the mistake, it's going to be, you know, in the back of your net. When that happens in those games, remember how many of those games were they down 2-0, 3-0?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you're
snap
done.
Your fingers. Yeah, you can't play the game that way.
That's right.
So he's made a difference because they have confidence in him. They know and the other thing is he's very calm. Like, there's no freaking out at the moment or anything like that.
No, for being a young goalie.
Yeah.
He's very calm. He's got a great demeanor.
He's been robotically built to be an NHL goaltender. Not like Marinovich out of USC, but trained, yeah.
It's a welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a welcome. It's a reason to watch.
Well, it's been a great couple of games
for him.
The
Preds, I know they're banged up and all, but, I mean, that's no joke, Nashville.
That's a cup contender. That's a team that's a legit. They've been horrible on the road. They're 0-7-2 in their last, what, 9 games on the road. But even with that said, they threw everything at them last night. And it's the most impressive part to me, Anthony, is it's a one-goal game that you win. You know, you're in the third period in a significant time in a one-goal game. There's no margin for error. And that's a high-pressure situation. The crowd last night after the 5-on-3 kill in the second period was as loud as a buddy's mind texted me going, this is like a playoff atmosphere.
Oh, my God.
Things have changed drastically.
Yeah, well, look, it's nice to here's what's needed. The reason why the building was quiet and really listless is because what was in front of them?
It was lather, rinse, repeat.
You need something that gets excited about, and that kid, some new blood like that, is what the town needs.
And at that position that we've been lamenting for so many decades.
Yep. My man Marco, who's he knows goalies. Marco the Croatian.
Oh, yeah, I know Marco.
The Croatian sensation.
Mm-hmm.
His son Peter was a great goalie.
Oh, is that right? He's a netminder?
Yeah, he was, made it up to, what's the North American Hockey League?
The NAHL.
Yeah. He actually got called up to the where the Phantoms.
With the league. It's the AHL.
Yeah, he got called up to the AHL.
Okay.
So he's
they play good. High level, yeah.
He was good. So, but he points out something you pointed out, which is they're blocking shots in front of him too.
Oh yeah, it's changed the whole dynamic.
Like,
of the,
like
team.
The way they played in front of him was sound.
Oh yeah, they look like a different team, Anthony. It's crazy, and you see guys that Hextall wasn't putting in key situations and key minutes that are getting key minutes and stepping up, like Robert Haig and Oscar Lindblom was on the ice at the end of that game last night. They look like a different team. Everybody, they're playing as a team, and the dynamic has changed with, you know, a coaching change and a young kid back there, and now it's a rallying cry, and you see where they go from here, and you ride this, and, you know, if the kid keeps it going, you keep him here. If you sense that it's starting to overwhelm him, at some point you send him back and you let him dominate the AHL. Leave it that.
Yeah, he stays here. All right. Stays here.
Well, yeah, for now he does. You're right.
For now. You always got to couch it.
You got to look at the variance of the situation. Yeah. I know he looks great right now, and I agree. You keep him here now. Marc-Andre Fleury did the same thing. They ended up sending him back, so he dominated the AHL.
I get it.
But right now, let's revel in that it's good right now.
I just want something to watch.
Yeah, well, you got it right now, and that's great.
That team had been Jurek. Seriously.
How about the captain, though, too, by the way? Oh, my goodness, that goal that he scored last night.
That was incredible.
Oh, my God.
And listen,
on the off wing.
Listen, he's a great player. He really is. He's a great player.
Unbelievable.
He's great. The shame of Giroux is we expected, not just from him, because he's delivered and become a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But you expected, you know, legitimate
cup runs.
Playoff runs.
Yeah.
And that's what you didn't get.
Yeah, and Laviolette, when he proclaimed him as the best player in the world, that didn't help him in any way.
Go back, just rewind back to that series against Pittsburgh. 12,
yeah, the shift. When he drops Crosby, said he wanted to start the game.
I mean, that was incredible. That's a shame of him because he's a hell of a player. And he's a great, and by the way, yeah, and you're friends with him. He's a great dude.
Yeah, great. He's a great guy. All the French Canadian guys are.
No, but he's a guy I root for, I like him.
Yeah.
I always root for him.
But the lack of playoff success makes him polarizing, which is kind of like what's going on with the Eagles. You know what I mean? Because Carson hasn't had the chance in the playoffs, and he's the more talented guy, but he hasn't had the opportunity in the playoffs to have success because of injury the last 2 years. And maybe
these arguments that I hear.
They're nauseating.
They're silly.
Mm-hmm.
They're silly. Carson Wentz, what's he done? What's he done? He's in his third year.
Yeah.
I realize he got hurt last year after delivering a 10-2 record. And then I hear these people that the regular season doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's made it really, really difficult this week.
It's made
and I'm in a good I'm in a good place about it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Sunday. By the way, you feel any better?
No, I don't feel any better at all. I feel exactly the way I felt yesterday. I just, you know, when I didn't come up with how I felt yesterday just on a whim, it was I really looked at everything and looked at the numbers and I looked at the situation and I just kept going back to the fact that this is just an average team. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Sunday they go out there.
It's not about being an average team. It's about how they are for Sunday.
Yeah, and that's why I just
about matching up against the Texans.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about it, but I hope that I hope I get a Christmas miracle and they stuff my stocking and with a nice big fat win over Houston Texans and the meaningful football goes on. That's what I'm hoping for. But I would just you know, if you want my gut's telling me that. It's going to be a tough spot on Sunday. It's unfortunate. That's just the way I feel. But you never know. You know, it wouldn't be the first time I was wrong.
Wow, man.
As I'm sure people love to point out. They're all me now. I told you to bring the kid up. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes it's just hard to be a Philadelphia sports fan. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just want to, like...
You sound beleaguered.
I am a little bit today. I'm beleaguered by the Foles-Wentz thing. And
you're just brought down by, the Christmas 4 days?
Yeah, I'm not feeling well. That's not helping me in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think anybody's feeling well.
I swear, I feel like I'm run down. I've been beaten the head with a sledgehammer for months, and it's all coming to fruition this week. But that's okay. Well, today's a big day. It's a football Friday. our last football Friday of the regular season here at the Tropicana, and we got to get into this game, and I'm told that you have the Friday Five for me.
I do.
All right.
We'll take a look at that coming up next.
All right. Let's get to the phones coming up next as well. You know, I don't feel good about the game, but I want to know how the people feel about it. We're in the holiday season, you know. I'm hearing Christmas music every 6 seconds, which is awesome because it is.
You don't sound like it's awesome to you.
The Christmas music?
Yeah.
I like the Christmas music. They say that it's the day after that I'm like, I'm a little bit of a, I don't feel well.
Don't bring me down, man.
I'm not going to do it. I want people to bring me up. Here's the thing. Is they say that this is the most wonderful time of the year. That's the message of the holidays, right?
Well, it's not.
Well, we'll see. We'll find out come up Sunday. I want to know, is Sunday going to be the most wonderful time of the year a couple of days before Christmas? See, here it is. It's the most wonderful, you know, the whole thing.
It's the most wonderful time.
You got to help me out, man, today.
Time, man. That's the Grinch.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We had Manny Machado. We locked the front door and didn't let Manny in yesterday.
Yeah, you know what the problem is with the Phillies?
Where do
they
I start?
They got to let the owner like do a complete makeover of
the way
the
they
joint.
Do everything.
I mean, come on, man.
The front door was locked.
Could you be less cool? Like, could you be less? I mean, you're here. You are, and you're trying to woo who's going to be one of the highest paid players in the game. So you got to have some. You got to be debonair.
Yeah,
like they're the least debonair team ever.
It was, if they would have one of those circular doors, you know, he would have got locked in there by accident. You know?
Unbelievable.
did the elevator go up, or did they get locked in between floors on the elevator right on their way as well? 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We're live at the Tropicana. It is the midday show. Free beer up for grabs today. Caller of the week up for grabs today. A tub of peanut chews. We got so much to give away. It's like a Festivus miracle. We got to air out some grievances today, too, all right?
Well, that's one of the Friday Fives.
Oh, all right. 610-632.
One of the Friday Fives is grievances.
All right. 610-632-0975. It is the midday show from the Trop. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, my. Feliz Navidad.
Back at the Trop.
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
I've like got Gabe on the brain, man.
Yeah, why are you channeling Gabe?
I think if I really work on it, I'll be able to present lyrics beautifully as Gabe. And he could become a singing stable.
You do a great Gabe, although...
Oh, my.
I don't know if I want to spend that much time with Gabe.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, where was Gabe yesterday? What was he doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, what was his pitch yesterday?
Like, here's the thing.
I'm going to make you a nice smoothie in the kitchenette. Do you like the umbrella, Manny Machado?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I just, like, jumped around and got my blood pumping after the ride down. You know, I'm feeling juiced up now. You know, I'm ready to go for this Football Friday. It's the last Football Friday of the regular season for us. Let's enjoy this damn thing. And you got the logo on today. You're all fired up.
Well.
I appreciate that.
Listen, the kid played well.
Very well.
And I was finally excited to see something.
Yeah.
I give credit to the new regime.
The coach?
I mean, yes.
Yeah, coach has got Sanheim playing 20-plus minutes, something Hack did not do. He's mixing it up.
It didn't happen. I don't know what it's going to mean down the line, but it clearly was the right move to move on.
Oh, absolutely. And
everything got stale.
Yeah. There's an expiration date in sports on everybody, right? And at some point, you got to go, is it the players, is it the coach? Well, the shock paddles are when the coach goes. That shocks a team, and they go, oh, you know, couple that with the kid, and the youth, and all of a sudden you see the all these young players. Well, what have we been watching around the league all for the last couple of years? Look at all these teams, all these young kids young flying studs, up and down. Yeah. And we're going, it's a young man's game in the league. And now, finally, they're playing a young man's game. We'll see how long it's sustainable, but let's just enjoy it while it's here.
All right. So, 1 o'clock.
Saying they're going to the conference final.
Right. 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The season commences. Like, all right, this is it. This is the whole thing.
It's on the line.
It is. I don't know. They're 2.5. I'm more positive. Like, when I say I don't know, I mean, I don't know. I actually think they're going to win.
Really? All right.
Like, I don't think it's a big stretch.
I will. Let me ask you a couple of probing questions, then.
I don't think it's a big stretch that they win the game. This is not the Rams they're playing.
Key matchup of the game. The game within the game. Is it the O-line protecting because of J.J. Watt and Clowney?
No, it's all about the defense and how it plays against Deshaun Watson.
Okay, so that's the game. That's containment.
The game is all there.
Okay.
It's how you attack Deshaun Watson, which I'll give you the plan.
You got the plan. Okay, you got the blueprint.
It's all how you attack him, and it's really important to keep your gap integrity.
That takes discipline. Now, what you're telling me, if I read into that answer, and if you feel good about it, is that then you feel good about the game plan of one Jim Schwartz?
Yes. Oh. All right, I mean, basically what you need, you got to make Deshaun a pocket passer, right? So that pass rush lane integrity is the key, right? You got to stay in your lanes. You got to make sure that you hold your position and you don't get caught out because any empty space, and he makes you pay, right?
Yeah, he'll exploit it.
But what you need is you need inside push with outside containment.
It reminds me exactly of that NFC Championship game against Michael Vick and the Atlanta Falcons.
Right?
Yeah. And that, by the way, Eagles good inside push. That plays to his strength of there.
Exactly. But now you need the outside containment, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big piece, which is you can't overrun him and then allow an outside lane.
Yeah, so they're out. So their tackles will let the rushers go up the field, but the rushers got to maintain their discipline and not get up the field to try and get him from behind.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now hopefully, I'm not sure, but he will have a favorite escape lane.
All right.
Now, the Eagles need to identify his favorite escape lane. Now, I haven't even watched the film this week on him. So he'll have a favorite escape lane.
More than likely, that favorite escape lane is up the left side because of the way his eyes are down the field and his body is angled, and not necessarily wide, but like off tackle on the left side. If that opens up,
maybe
that may be where he likes to go.
It could be, but That is a paramount key to take away.
Okay.
You need to take away the escape lane.
So you got to mitigate the escape lane.
For a guy like him who can move, escape lanes are key.
Okay.
The other thing you got to do is, and by the way, I mean, it's all about defensive line discipline. And then the other thing, he can throw it. He's got a great arm. He's got accuracy. He's got I love the kid. I love Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And he's got receivers. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the most underrated receivers.
Fantastic.
In the league. I love that. I love him. He's got great body control. He's great hands. He's a great receiver. They got Demaryius Thomas, if you remember, at the deadline from the Broncos. He's got guys that you can throw to.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be an interesting game, and we want to get people to handicap it. You know, you just gave the blueprint. Do the listeners agree with that blueprint to success, and will it lead to success? Can the Eagles keep the dream alive for another week, and maybe the Vikings lose come Sunday? Maybe it comes down to Week 17, but in order for that to happen, the Eagles need to beat the Texans. That's just the fact of the matter. All right, so we got a couple cases of beer up for grabs, and Andrew's got over-unders. We got the beer is, as always, Labatt Blue, the Canadian Pilsner, crafted from two-row malted barley and select aromatic hops for a crisp, clean taste. Always enjoy responsibly. Good calls. We'll get into the mix for Free Beer Friday and that case of beer. Also, we're going to crown our caller of the week, Anthony. So good callers will get in the mix for the $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. And, of course, that is where Philly gets engaged. And it's all happening on a Free Beer Friday and a Football Friday. And we got the Friday Five. I want question number one coming up. I'm looking forward to the Friday Five, end of year edition. 610-632-0975. Mike in Chestnut Hill starts us off on the telephone lines. How you doing, Michael?
Happy holidays, boys. Big love. And Anthony, for starters, don't sweat it. We got this covered. We're, you know, we got this game. Don't worry about it. But let's also talk why we can't feel any better here on a 60-degree day. And Jason, I think you coined the phrase. Thank you. Yeah, I'm like in football, they'll introduce a player, he's saying it's under you or for Miami or whatever. You've coined a real you. Carter Hart last night was unbelievable. It was just really awesome to see. So we're going to put the real you. I mean, that was, you know, Eureka. So thanks for that. there are a few things that we're kind of, I mean, one thing that, you know, we still have to watch out for, we're still leaving too many guys open in the spot. But here's the real serious issue I think you need to address. I can't candy coat it. You know, I've watched hockey for 45 years, and that officiating last night, I normally don't call it.
Horrible,
you
know, horrible.
Well, it wasn't just horrible. This, that not only gave Andy Van Halen, I don't know if people know him, a bad name.
Andy Van Halen. Wow, the bumped out.
You'll jump the helmet.
Thing, and remember that Eagle Carolina game with Morelli and his crew were off the charts. This needs to be investigated. It really does. I don't want to cancel it. I don't want to sugarcoat it.
Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. You get the tub of peanut juice, but I can't stand your phone. Sorry. I caught some bits and pieces of what he said.
Sounded like R2-D2 with the beeps. My only Star Wars reference I can give you.
I love the fact that you busted out in an R2-D2 reference.
It's the only thing I can give you.
That impresses me. 610-632-0975. Joe in Jersey joins us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you and
Merry
your family.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Hey, this is the biggest game of their season, in my opinion, but it's the biggest game of the season for both teams because where the Texans are concerned, a loss on Sunday messes up their playoff seeding big time. So, you know, this is not a given, but I just think the momentum is on the Eagles' side. It's at home. They just squeaked by the Jets last week. So, I mean, I'm all in on the Eagles and keep it going. I gotta say, though, yesterday afternoon and then last night when I saw on television when I got home, the sign that Chris Long had set up, my first reaction was, what in the world are you doing? That, to me, was like going to be an instant controversy. And I'm 60 years of age. There's two things that you don't mess with a man.
What was the sign? I didn't see it.
Oh, they put the candles up in his locker and they lit him. And you don't mess with a man's woman and you don't mess with his religion. And I don't know.
Chris Long did the shrine.
Controversy.
Right? Chris Long did it? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And he was, you know, it was kind of like, in a,
she's talking about distasteful.
Like, initially, yes. For me,
really?
Yeah, I didn't take it that way.
I've softened over the last 12 hours on it, but initially, that was how it hit me personally, and I just thought, oh, Jesus, what is going on here? You know, don't mess up the mojo and the you know, the alignment of the stars and everything here. So hopefully it just moves forward, and hey, everybody, stay safe. They have a great game. Go Eagles!
Yeah, don't worry about that, Joe. I honestly, it was not done to be distasteful, or it really wasn't. I mean,
I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah.
I mean, Chris Long's one of the great teammates, right?
Yeah, there was nothing. There was nothing.
Intent.
There was no, not at all. So, for those who didn't see it in the locker, he's got a framed photo of Nick Foles wearing a Rams uniform. Mm-hmm. He's got the book Believe It, and he's got the Jesus candles.
Yeah, like the ones you would see at church.
Yeah, and so he made, and they, you know, lit the candles.
Yeah, It's a shrine to Nick.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Should have burned some sage, too.
I mean, I thought it was kind of cool, to be honest with you.
Yeah, when I saw it on Twitter, I didn't, you know, I saw Tim McManus tweet it out and Jeff McClanahan, and I didn't think it was anything, you know, my mind didn't go in that direction. You know, my mind will go in weird directions. It didn't. I thought
it was
just,
it's so funny how people are. I didn't expect that reaction at all.
Yeah, from seeing it?
From Joe, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm thinking, what did he put up a billboard or something? And I missed something?
Yeah, or there was some piece of like, verbiage on there that was disrespectful. Like,
the shrine is fine.
Yeah, it's out of respect.
The shrine is fine.
Yeah, and everybody walks by and they pay homage to the shrine. Because Nick has become a saint at this time of year, the last couple of years.
We talk about it all the time, about St. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Chris Long.
He's been canonized.
He's been there to bail us out when we've had injuries before. And this weekend, no different. I know he's going to show up big. What's wrong with that?
I mean, they're all using it as a catalyst
to
gain
confidence.
And why not, right? Do what you got to do. I don't think there's any disrespect there or, you know, you're messing with the gods or the football gods or anything else.
You know, come on, man.
No, I probably would have put a Yankee candle in there. I get a nice scent, too. But, you know.
A what?
A Yankee candle. You know, put a nice Yankee in there, you know. Like a nice cinnamon candle, get a little holiday scent.
I don't like that.
Pine. You don't like a scented candle?
I mean, it depends. Not cinnamon.
No?
No.
What's your favorite? Are you sugar cookie candle guy?
No.
It's a good one.
I don't know. Whatever. I like a candle, but I'm not. I like the light from a candle.
The flame.
But I don't, you know, the scent I could do without.
Okay. 610-632-0975. All right, you got the Friday Five there? Can I take the first question?
You can, but I just real curious. I have it right here, and I'll give it to you in a second. But just to get into the seedings, because Joe brought up the seeding for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where the AFC is in a strange situation. Because you have Kansas City and the Chargers hammering it out for the AFC West, both with 11 wins.
Yeah.
The Texans have 10 wins. And then the Patriots come in at 9-5. Now they're going to beat Buffalo. They'll have 10 wins. So the Texans are fighting with the Patriots for the last bye.
Mm. And they're a game up right now.
Because either San Diego or the Chargers, I mean, Chargers or Kansas City, it's going to get the other bye.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of motivation. To avoid that extra game, to me, that is significant motivation for the opposition, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to minimize what they're playing for, because they're playing for a lot in this game. I mean, they really are. With two games to go, they're playing for a lot. So, look, I told you yesterday, and, you know, sleeping on it last night and getting a lot of sleep on it, as a matter of fact, didn't change my mind that I think this is a real tough spot for the Eagles. I really do. I think a team that's won 10 out of 11, as you just mentioned, the bye week is massively important because you, two things. You take the opportunity away of a team knocking you off, obviously, and then be the wear and tear of an extra game in the playoffs is big. And everybody knows it. So I think this is a tough spot. So if you're on like the scale of 1 to 150s, like coin flip on this game, are you like 60% the Eagles win?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not telling you I have some overwhelming feeling that they're going to win, but I feel better about it than where I don't feel gloom.
But you're not like 51%. You feel a little more confident than that.
I can't really couch it. I don't feel doom. So if that means 60, then fine. But I think they can win. I think that it's going to be a good game. I'm not sensing a doom feeling. Like, you sense doom.
No, I don't sense doom. I mean, I think they can win the game. I just feel like this is where they run out of
game. Gloom. Well, all day yesterday.
Well, I feel like I wasn't giving you doom.
You're a miserable yesterday.
No, I wasn't a miserable. Yeah. I think an average football team like the Eagles are, I think they run out of gas here. I think this is where it comes up and catches them.
Okay, but that's gloom.
Well, that's just how I feel. I mean,
okay,
I'm not going to pass wind and a pennant's going to come flying out of my rear end.
I'm not asking you to. However, there's a way to deliver it without bringing me down.
Well, how do I want to deliver? Okay, Anthony, they're going to lose, but it's going to be really fun. I think we can't handle you with kid gloves over here.
Man.
You're a grown man. You can handle it. What's the matter with you?
Oh, you can bring me down. That's all. You don't, I don't want to be brought down.
Well, I just don't feel
just go to the bathroom. Be done with it.
Okay, and I love Andrew to death, but he puts these quotes like, I'm the Grinch and...
well, you are the Grinch.
Like I'm walking around knocking on kids' doors and taking their presents out from under their tree, and then people comment, what's he even doing talking about football? Well, kiss my rear end. How about
stick
that?
Stick to hockey, Grinch.
Yeah, way to tee me up, Andrew. You know, I see the tweet.
He's the mountain Grinch.
Hit that one 300 yards down the fairway.
Yeah.
Mr. Mert.
Real quick, something that's going to drive you guys insane, and I've seen this tweeted a couple times now, and I'll read it to you guys on the other side, but it's about the shrine and how it's disrespectful.
Are we for real?
To Wentz.
Oh, the Carson?
I'll read the tweet for you guys on the other side.
All right. Also, I'll give you the Friday Five.
I'm ready for it.
All right.
610-632-0975. We're live at the Tropicana. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to the Tropicana Midday Show. Jason Martinez, I'm Anthony Gargano.
Can I explain something real quick before you get back? We get to the Friday Five. Andrew put out that tweet. First of all, Andrew, you put in the tweet that the Eagles are going to lose to the Vikings, and that's what I was feeling. They're playing the Texans, knucklehead.
Ah,
number one. And then this simpleton John on Twitter says, he's just being a hot take guy to get discussion and phone calls. Let me educate you, John, and the other nitwits on Twitter what a hot take is, all right? Consider this a free lesson in what a hot take is. Me saying I feel like the Eagles are probably going to lose to the Texans, who've won 10 of their last 11 and need this game to get a bye week into the playoffs, is not a hot take, you simpleton. That is called just my analysis. I'm not saying they're going to lose to a Browns team that's 0-12 when the Eagles are 11-1. That's not what I'm saying. The Houston Texans are the better football team. It is not a hot take. A hot take is something absurd. Would it be absurd if the Eagles lost to the Texans, Anthony?
He's a mean one.
But no, I'm not trying to be Mr. a Grinch, but I'm tired of people being so simple-minded. And for me to generate phone calls. I don't give a rat's ass if that phone rings all frickin' show. I'll talk to you, Ant. I'd rather talk to you today.
Listen, first of all,
I'm not in the holiday spirit anymore. I'm canceling Christmas.
He's a mean one.
I'm going to Whoville.
Mr. Mert.
But seriously, people going, this is a hot take. You're a D-bag if you think that's a hot take. I'm not trying to be a hot take. I explained it yesterday. My honest feeling is that the Eagles are an average team. Houston's a better team. They need to win they don't need to win because it's going to end their season, but they need the bye week. They want the bye week. So there's motivation. It's not like they have nothing to play for. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Eagles win.
You're a mean one.
You're damn right I am. I'm the honest one around here. And just because you don't agree with it, going, oh, that's a hot take. Stick your hot take where, you know where.
You're as charming as an eel.
I'm going to eat my hot soup right now.
Andrew.
Okay.
Andrew. Does this happen often?
What?
What, angry Andrew. Jason?
Yeah, like this is like.
Well, I don't feel well.
I've noticed this is now a at least weekly, sometimes twice weekly occurrence.
I'm a two times a
what,
week
the,
guy.
What, the Twitter trigger? Sometimes it gets triggered?
Yeah.
Well, it's Andrew's fault because this Andrew puts out the tweet and then puts a big picture of the Grinch up there on the tweet.
It's good work by you, bro.
No, it's not.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
I'd like to take that 39 and a half foot pole and hit Andrew in the head with it. Andrew, they play the Texans, not the Vikings this week, Holmes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In your tweet, you have here.
What tweet?
Did you put it out? From the Fanatic account?
I don't see any tweets on the Fanatic account.
You deleted it then?
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, because it says the Eagles run out of gas this Sunday and lose to the Vikings. Try and change his mind. They play the Texans.
So
I
guess hello.
You deleted it. Yeah. Oh, jeez. I'll tell you. Can I have the Friday Five?
All right, here we go. Here is the Friday Five. And I want you guys, I really am interested in the audience taking the Friday Five at 610-632-0975.
I'm not.
610-632-0975. You could pick any of the questions.
All right.
Are you ready? I'm going to give you the questions. Think about it, and then we'll start the answers. All right,
let's go ahead.
All right. Question number one is entitled, When We Were Divided. When was the last time that the fan base in Philadelphia was divided like this? This Foles-Wentz. I'm telling you, I was trying to think about this. When we had such a nasty debate where we don't even see eye to eye with our brethren.
Amongst ourselves. I got the answer.
All right.
You want it?
No, I don't want
the answer.
You
going to give me all
the questions?
Oh, okay.
So pipe down.
I'm going to forget my answer.
Well, write it down. Come on, Grinch.
I'm ADD, man.
Believe me, I'm aware of it. I got to sit next to you. All right. How about this one? Question number two is the airing of the grievances. I got plenty of them, Andrew.
Starting with me next to you.
Question number three. I need a fearless prediction, not a hot take prediction, a fearless prediction for 2019.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one.
It involves any of the four teams. So if you have a hunch about Carter Hart or you got a hunch about the Sixers, let it fly in your fearless prediction. And then we move into the holiday portion of the five. Number four, your favorite toy you got for Christmas.
Oh.
All right? When you opened it up, you went, oh, my God, it's the greatest.
Still can't believe I got it.
So your favorite toy could be a game, could be any of that stuff. Your favorite toy that you got for Christmas.
All right.
In the history under the tree or in the history of Hanukkah. Your favorite toy you got as a kid.
Okay.
And finally, because it's the Christmas spirit, give me your favorite Christmas movie. Your favorite Christmas movie that's really not a Christmas movie, like Die Hard, but somehow becomes a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And your favorite Christmas character.
Christmas character, okay.
All right.
I gotta go Grinch.
all the stories. I mean, there's a million of them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, there it is, your Friday Five, brought to you by I Hate Jason Martinez. Go to IHateJasonMartinez.com.
Yeah, well, somebody's going to build that website. Can I answer the first one?
Yes, my brother.
The last time the fan base was this divided?
Yes.
That would be on one Sam Hinkie and The Process.
Dude, now there you go.
Right? That's the last time because you had your processors. And your anti-processors.
Yes. Now, where did you fall in that?
I understood why they were doing what they were doing. I hated the fact that it lasted 4 years. I think it was sold as a 1 or 2 year thing. It was winless for Wiggins, and it went on and on and on. But my angst wasn't against the Sixers. I understood why they were doing it. My angst was with the NBA that's what you had to do to be able to get great in this league again. That the CBA was constructed in a way that was what you had. Because losing on purpose is everything that sports shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's antithetical to the games. I agree.
But I understood why the Sixers had to do it, but I hated
that. I was pro-process to the hilt.
Yeah, because you knew that's what you had to do to get a generational talent.
Yeah.
And a couple of them.
The only way to fix it, because I had enough with being in purgatory. Like, I was done with being the 7th seed, the 8th seed, the 9th seed. So, you know, either I'm sneaking into the playoffs or I'm just out looking in and I don't get a big draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
So I was done with that lot in life because you can't win when you're in purgatory.
Well, but that wasn't the only way, because there are other teams that did win without doing it that way, like the Celtics. They tried to do it, and it didn't work out in the lottery, and they ended up going out and getting KG and Ray Allen, and they ended up winning an NBA title.
Yeah, but they accumulated assets.
Exactly.
So to accumulate assets, you know, you have to either lose, you got to be bad, you got to suck it up, you can't be capped out. Like, there's a lot of things. And that's going to make you lose.
See, the funny thing, though, is that Golden State, they weren't a great team, but they drafted really well and built a dynasty. So it's not the only way. Well, I got why they did it, though.
Yeah, I mean, you drafted Curry and Clay and Draymond, and it was great. And then you were able to land KD because, you know, you were winning titles. Yeah,
yeah, and you had, and he wanted to, you know, take the path of least resistance after getting knocked out by Golden State, being up 3-1, and he choked. So he said, if I can't beat him, I might as well join him.
Yes.
Which was a P move. But anyway, they're a dynasty as a result of it. So you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. We broadcast from the Tropicana in Atlantic City on this Football Friday, which is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over 2 decades helping our community.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.